coming from a heart of obedience. We pray that this will have an effect on our lives today. We thank you, God, by your Spirit, you speak into our brokenness. You speak into our pain. You speak into our hurt. And you say, I am with you. And I am here. And you're not alone. We thank you that your promises are yes and amen. So, Father, whatever we receive today from the Word, it is life. And we pray that the life of the Holy Spirit would have an impact on us today. So for these next few moments, Lord, may our ears be open to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. And may we leave this place perhaps transformed and changed just in a moment. Just by your word and just by your voice. So we commit this into your very capable hands in the name of Jesus. Amen. Please go ahead and take a seat for a few minutes. Open your heart to God this morning. This is not a sermon. This is just obedience from God as a response. Who was here last Sunday morning? We spoke about God's evidence or the evidence of God's goodness in our lives. And during that, I can only talk for myself. The first person to get a sermon in here is me. It's for me first. Has to work in and through my life. Then I can respond by the Holy Spirit. And I was moved as I came to the end of last week's word. And if you remember, we just touched on the 23rd Psalm, where scripture says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. Hallelujah. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores or he refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. And I said, those green pastures, he leads us to them. Amen. Praise God. We've discovered the grass isn't greener on the other side. Is that right? We've tried some of that. And hear the word of the Lord. God is leading you exactly to where you're meant to be. Hallelujah. He's leading to that place. And for some of us, I believe there is a yearning for those still, quiet places. Those still, quiet waters. And I was struck in my spirit, and it happens to me frequently. I was struck in my spirit and became quite overwhelmed and became a little bit emotional. The thought came to me that many in our congregation were not in the place of peace. That's not a criticism, by the way. In fact, the word that came to me was the word unrest. Unsettled spiritually. Unsettled emotionally, some in a place of being unsettled relationally even. The impression I got from the Holy Spirit that some people are coming down into church and they're showing up under a little bit of pretense. Now understand, that is not fraud. That is not fake, that word pretense. That is, some are coming down here and putting a very brave face on their situation. Because in reality, many of us are confused by the way this world is going right now. Let's bring that home. Some in here are confused about where your life is at this current moment. And God wants every single one of us to know that even though things may not be good in this world that we're living in right now, he wants us to understand that his peace can and will still give us the assurance that God is absolutely 100% in control. But for the child of God, now hear me now, for the child of God, he's only in control if we're looking to him. Are you hearing this? Only if we're looking at him, he will give us. Hallelujah. And this has stayed with me all week. He will give and has given me this week some fresh vision of green pastures and still waters. And I have basked and enjoyed those moments. He is allowing and guiding us to the place of peace that perhaps many of us have been longing for today. Even if we are unsure, even this morning, if you're in here and you're uncertain, it is our faith in Jesus Christ that leads us to the place of stillness. Therefore, I believe here at Mossvale today, God wants to present to some of us the river of peace. Amen. The river of His Holy Spirit peace. Why? So that the worries of life and the cares of this world, we can surrender them all to Him right now, and we can receive His wonderful, beautiful, glorious peace in our lives today. We can abandon our own thoughts and desires and let this peace that the world will never really fully understand or comprehend, today before you leave, you can allow the peace of God to flood and saturate your life. And we should hunger and thirst for that thing alone. Why do we need His peace? So that in the chaos that is happening all round about us in a day-to-day, with day-to-day issues, with all of that's going on, you and I, as children of God, can remain in the place of His steadfast peace. We can stand as a witness to those round about us who will look in on our lives. They're always looking in, they're always checking us out, and they're wondering, with all that's going on in the world, with all that's going on in your life, the trauma, the tragedy, the difficulty, how can you be so calm? How can you be so at ease? How can you claim to be in that place of peace? We can be in that place of peace because He gives it to us. And He gives it to us freely. I want to read one scripture for you today from Isaiah 48. It says, come near me and listen to this. From the first announcement I have not spoken in secret. At the time it happens, I am there. And now the Sovereign Lord has sent me, endowed with His Spirit. Listen to this. This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God who teaches you what is best for you. Hallelujah. Who directs you in the way you should go. Praise God. If only you had paid attention to my commands, your peace would have been like a river. Your well-being like waves of the sea or waves of the ocean. The lesson, the word of the Lord to the church this morning is very simple. Very simple, and it's this. Whoever you are as a child of God, God wants to lead you. God wants to take you in to that place of calm, that place of quiet, that place of rest. The scripture says He wants to make His way known to you and I. For some have forsaken His way and went their own way. And when we follow His direction, here's what happens. We begin to enjoy that inner peace, that inner solitude, that quietness and assurance that has all the abundance, all the freshness and persistence of a deep, deep, flowing, gushing Holy Ghost river. The place we long to be. Paul taught much the same to the Colossian Christians. He said there would be times when they would know what God wanted them to do. How were they to decide on those matters? And Paul says, let the peace of Christ rule your hearts. Let the peace of Christ rule your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And then he says, be thankful. Somebody needs to hear me today. Someone in the church needs to hear this today. When we seek the river of His spiritual peace, a quiet confidence and contentment is going to come all over your body and all over your life. You're going to begin to feel good about yourself. You're going to begin to feel good for the first time in a long time about the direction you are going. Our minds all of a sudden will be at rest. They'll be at ease. As Isaiah put it, there will be a river of peace. Praise God. Praise God. But understand this. The pathway is not always going to be smooth in the center of the will of God, is it? No. And the thing that is threatening my peace, the thing perhaps that is threatening our peace, may very well be one or more of those problems that we are confronted with or facing right now. How can we forget the time Jesus made his disciples get into a boat to cross the Sea of Galilee while he went up on the mountain to pray? It says in Matthew chapter 14, later that night, he was there alone and the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was great against it. Now hear this. Hear this today. Those disciples went out on that water by the Lord's instructions. They were directly in the will of God, yet their lives were somehow in danger. Even though they were directly at the core, at the heart of the will of God. Wild winds and stormy seas evidently do not prove that we are out of God's will. What happens is this, they make us check the reasons for the direction that you and I are actually going, but not necessarily to alter it or to change it. So we can expect hardships and we can expect trials and sacrifices and difficulties as we walk in the will of God. Listen to me, don't deny it. No. Don't hide from it or dare try and run from it. They're all part of this plan that God has for our lives to bring us to maturity. The psalmist observed, many are the afflictions of the righteous, praise God. So how do we handle disruption in our peace? Well, very simply, Solomon wrote in Proverbs chapter 3, trust, hallelujah, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Listen to this. If God's leading was clear when the sun was shining, don't doubt him when the clouds are gathering. Are you hearing this? This is the word of the Lord today. Keep your eyes on the guide rather than on the obstruction or on the obstacles, and then begin to move ahead by faith. Trust in him will remove the uneasiness and it will restore peace and calm to your life and to your situation. Do you know, as children of God, you were built to be a peace carrier? I want to share one more psalm. Psalm 40, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. Listen to it. He lifted me out of the slimy, horrible pit, out of the mud and mire. Hallelujah. He set my feet on a rock, and that rock was Christ Jesus. Praise God. He gave me a firm place to stand. Look at verse 3. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Listen to this. Many will see, many will notice, many will look at us in the middle of adversity and trial. Why? Because we remain in his steadfast peace. We all know the word shalom, the Hebrew meaning for peace, for harmony, for wholeness, for completeness, prosperity, welfare, and tranquility. Church today, God is reconciling all things to himself through Christ Jesus. Amen. And although he has not yet put everything right, those who believe the gospel enter into and experience this kind of restoration and this kind of reconciliation. The God of peace sanctifies us. He sets us apart for kingdom usage to be children of God here on earth. And the result of righteousness before God is peace. Its effect in my life, in your life, will be quietness and confidence forever. Christ is our peace. And he has broken down every single wall. So church today, listen to me now. Let's walk in to the river of His Holy Spirit peace today. Can we do that? Let's abandon our own thoughts and desires and let the peace that this world again does not understand flood and saturate our lives. You know, I want to throw this in because it's important for me today. The peace, listen to you. The peace of Christ is closely related to joy. Are you conscious of that? It sounds like opposites, but opposites attract, do they not? So peace and joy come together so that we might say that joy is God's peace and reconciliation lived out in the world today. So this morning, as we begin to worship again, we're going to allow the Spirit to guide us into the place of peace that we have been longing for. For He Himself, Jesus, is the Prince of Peace. And I don't want anyone to panic right now. If anyone should be panicking right now, it's me. God gave me something to do this week which refers symbolism and imagery. And the first thing I need to say is this. I don't think I am anything or anybody. I am just a conduit for the Holy Spirit. Nothing more, nothing less. I can't offer you anything, but Christ in me can offer you all you need. I'm not Jesus. I'm not God. I'm not the Holy Spirit. I'm Pastor Hugh. But I'm a humble vessel allowing God to work through my life today. And here's the imagery I got today. The first thing was this. We're going to just anoint this cloth here. It's a prayer cloth. And this will be the place of healing. That was the cost for our salvation, but for our healing. The other thing I'm going to do is this. It's Pastor Gladstone to come a minute. It's good to have him, isn't it? Anoint his hands with oil. I'm going to anoint my own hands with oil today as well. We're not going to pray for anyone today. The Lord has said to me there's going to be a transfer from here to there. And again, you might be thinking, who do you think you are? No one. This is absolute fear in me and obedience for what God called me to do. By choice, I'd finish and sit down, but I'm stepping out the boat. I'm trusting God. Gordon, come with me. Gordon's going to stand at the pole here. This is a channel right here. And if you want to come down, and this is how it's going to work, and shake and touch hands with Pastor Gladstone and myself, we're believing that relating to your situation, and this is only if it applies to you, from here to there, going to go a transfer of Holy Ghost peace into your situation. No prayers, no ministry. That's it. That's all I was given by God. Just a walk by. Now, here's the one thing you need to do. You can't see it. I can see it already. You've dipped your toes in it, you guys in the front row. See right here, you're in it, Gordon. As you come by this pole, you're stepping in to the river of peace. And it's flowing here. If you can see a carpet, look harder. Look harder. It's flowing, I can even hear it. Just rushing along here right now. Just rushing along. It's beautiful. And that's for you today. So as you come round the bend of the river, hallelujah, and step in, you're in it. Our touch is just a transfer. Why? Because since last Sunday when this is deposited, I've been praying and I've been waiting and I've been trusting and I've been wrestling. God, don't make me do this. But I'm here. So let's stand together. Let's begin to worship. And as you come, Gordon's going to just hold anyone back. I'm not expecting a mad rush. We're not going to stop you and talk to you and have a conversation, by the way. We're going to move you on. See, when you get here, if you've got a need of healing, you just touch it. What does Scripture say? She touched the hem of His garment, and that was it. There wasn't prayer ministry involved at that particular time. It was a touch, and virtue was released into the person. So as you walk by, If you want to shake our hands, we'll pray. We'll just say, the peace of God be on you. If you want healing, just keep on going. Touch this, keep going from there on. That's it. That's it. Amen? Amen. 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 Let's worship God together. Remember, we're using the right channel. That's the channel of blessing. So as you come down there, if you're coming, just begin to worship God. Prepare your heart to receive something. I believe some folk are going to leave here absolutely unburdened from the cares of this world. So there it is. It's for you. Let's worship here.